The National Weather Service in Rapid City has issued a flood warning for the Cheyenne River near Plainview from Sunday afternoon to Tuesday morning. The Cheyenne River is expected to rise above flood stage by Sunday afternoon and continue to rise to near 17.3 feet by Monday morning. The river should fall below flood stage by Tuesday morning. A flood warning means that flooding is imminent or occurring. Residents living along the river should take precautions to protect life and property. At 11 a.m. in Faith, the temperature was 72 with a dew point of 64, resulting in a relative humidity of 76%. Winds were northeast at 10 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.13 inches and rising. At Hettinger, it was cloudy. The temperature was 66 degrees with a dew point of 59, producing a relative humidity of 78%. Winds were northeast at 17 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.17 inches and steady. Across South Dakota, at Aberdeen, rain was falling with a temperature of 67. It was 70 at Buffalo. It was partly sunny with a temperature of 69 at Rapid City and 74 at Pierre. At Philip, it was cloudy with a temperature of 73. At Custer, it was fair with a temperature of 65. Elsewhere around the region, at Dickinson, it was mostly sunny with a temperature of 71. At Bismarck, it was cloudy with a temperature of 72 degrees. In Baker, it was partly sunny with a temperature of 70 degrees. Again, at 11 a.m. at Faith, the temperature was 72. At Hettinger, it was cloudy with a temperature of 66. At 11 a.m. in Faith, the temperature was 72 with a dew point of 64, resulting in a relative humidity of 76%. Winds were northeast at 10 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.13 inches and rising. At Hettinger, it was cloudy. The temperature was 66 degrees with a dew point of 59, producing a relative humidity of 78%. Winds were northeast at 17 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.17 inches and steady. Across South Dakota, at Aberdeen, rain was falling with a temperature of 67. It was 70 at Buffalo. It was cloudy with a temperature of 69 at Rapid City, 73 at Pierre, and 73 at Philip. At Custer, it was fair with a temperature of 65. Elsewhere around the region, at Dickinson, it was mostly sunny with a temperature of 71. At Bismarck, it was cloudy with a temperature of 72 degrees. In Baker, it was partly sunny with a temperature of 70 degrees. Again, at 11 a.m. at Faith, the temperature was 72. At Hettinger, it was cloudy with a temperature of 66. The grassland fire danger for the following areas in South Dakota: northern Meade County Plains, Perkins County, and Zeebach. The grassland fire danger index will reach the low category this afternoon. Favorable weather conditions or a high moisture content of grasses and other dry organic material on the ground indicate that the probability of a fire occurrence is low. Outdoor burning under these conditions can usually be performed with reasonable safety precautions. The outlook for Saturday afternoon: the grassland fire danger index will reach the low category. This is NOAA Weather Radio, WMG 557 near Faith, South Dakota. The current time is 11:35 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for Faith, Lemon, and New Prey. This afternoon, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may be severe. Highs in the lower 70s. East winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 50%. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Numerous showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then scattered showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 70%. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 70s. East winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 50s. southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Sunday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-60s. The extended forecast, Monday, partly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-80s. Tuesday, partly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 60s. Highs in the upper 70s. Wednesday, mostly clear. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 50s. Highs in the upper 70s. Thursday, mostly clear. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 50s. Highs in the mid-80s. The small stream flood advisory remains in effect until 7 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time Friday for South Central Butte, West Central Meade, and Northeastern Lawrence counties. At 10:56 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, gauge reports indicated Bear Butte Creek was flooding from Galena downstream to Sturgis. Minor flooding will continue through Friday afternoon along Whitewood Creek, Bear Butte Creek, and their tributaries. Be especially cautious at night when it is harder to recognize the dangers of flooding. A flood warning for urban areas and small streams remains in effect until 9 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time Friday for southwestern Meade, northeastern Custer, southeastern Lawrence, and southern Pennington counties. At 11 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, stream and river gauges indicated minor flooding across the warned area. Several urban water rescues were conducted in a few areas in Rapid City. Creeks and streams will continue to run high through Friday afternoon. Some locations that will experience flooding include Rapid City, Hill City, Rapid Valley, Ellsworth Air Force Base, Box Elder, Somerset, Black Hawk, New Underwood, Johnson Siding, Nemo, Hermosa, Keystone, Piedmont, Silver City, Olonga, Elm Springs, Brownsville, Rockerville, and Farmingdale. This includes Interstate 90 in South Dakota between mile markers 34 and 95. Be especially cautious at night when it is harder to recognize the dangers of flooding.